views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you ready to heal your mind, body, and spirit? You can give yourself the gift of whole body wellness. Stay tuned for the next hour as Audrey Michelle brings you the new hit show, Rewired Life Radio. Learn to love, heal, celebrate. On Transformation Talk Radio, Audrey is going to take you on a journey to healing and wellness by sharing her infinite wisdom and creating incredible conversations with the expert guests she brings on. Get ready to rewire your life. Here is your host, Audrey Michelle.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Rewired Life Radio, where we learn to love, heal, and celebrate. Of course, I'm your host, Audrey Michelle, and you know, I have to tell you, this show has really created some awesome energy, and I'm really enjoying how connected we all truly are, and we all have this shared experience. And I couldn't help but think of last week's guest, Lois Shannon, and this week's guest, whom I both love, and honestly, before today, I hadn't thought about the two of them in a similar way. And so what I love about these interviews is that you really get to discover how much we all truly have in common. And I get to have these deep conversations, and it's incredible what comes out of them. So last week, Lois and I talked about how being vulnerable helps you connect not only to yourself, but to others. And so today, my lovely guest, Christine Tremolay, and I are going to be talking about how vulnerability and storytelling and being authentically you can help you grow your business. So I started my own business in 2008, and quite honestly, I started it because I needed a project. I had just lost my job along with everyone else in 2008, and coming from the architecture and design field, I knew there wasn't going to be another one out there. And then, of course, I was in the middle of my healing journey, so I needed a lot of time for appointments and naps and, you know, all of the things that it takes to heal yourself from chronic pain. And so as my photography business grew, what started as fine artwork turned into portrait and wedding photography, and I was in a place where I was looking to understand how to grow my business in a way that made sense for me, like really redefining success in that business. What did that mean for me? And I have to say, a quote that I absolutely love is, I think the quickest way to learn about yourself is to be an entrepreneur. And that totally rings true for me. And being out on your own and learning what your own fears are and what your own limitations are, and you start to learn what comes up for you as you're wanting to make more money, as you're wanting to grow your business, and you have to get over those issues quickly, or you're just going to remain stuck. And so that is how I ended up meeting today's guest again, Christine Tremolay. She is a business coach out of Houston, Texas, a content coach, and this confidence catalyst. And we are going to talk about this more as the day goes on. But Christine became one of my mentors out of this coaching team that I had joined. And Christine saw me right away. And so she's going to tell you that her superpower is that she sees that you are enough and that your story must be heard. So it's no surprise that when I was thinking of shifting out of photography and into writing my book, she was there. She's been there during my blog, my book, and in creating this show. And I will never forget calling Christine this winter and saying, oh my God, I'm so nervous. Like, what have I done? How am I going to have enough content for a weekly show? I do not have that much content. And she was like, I could just feel you smile. You were just like, oh, Audrey. And then you just rattled off all these things. You're like, you taught me X, Y, and Z. And I was like, well, that should take up a few months of shows. And yeah, in one swift motion, you just gave me the confidence and taught me that I actually had all the content already created. And so you helped me get out of my own way. And so I'm filled with gratitude that you are here with us today and to have you on Rewired Life Radio. So Christine, without further ado, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me. And it has been such a fascinating journey because we've both seen each other through different things, because I myself have had a journey of healing where I knew immediately, who do I turn to in my own journey of healing? And I knew immediately that you were the person that I needed, and vice versa, that, you know, like you said, when we first started talking about this radio show, it's like, you have all the content in the world, and what you don't have, you know, the people that do. But that's where we all get stuck, right? Yeah. We all start to question, we question ourselves. And I think in part we're taught by society to make ourselves small. And
yeah, that's totally what Lois and I were talking about last week, like showing up so that we don't make anybody else uncomfortable.
Right. You know, who am I to have the audacity to think I can do this big thing?
Yeah.
I'm just little old me.
Yeah. And that's where we show up for each other, when I'm just like, oh my God, Christine, what have I done? I said yes to this thing. There's no way I'm going to be able to do it. And you're just like, first of all, shut up. Second of all, let me tell you, here's all the things that you have taught me. And I'm just like, yay.
I probably didn't tell you to shut up. I probably like wanted to just give you a big hug.
I know, you're much nicer, but mostly in my head, I was just like, I already shut it. Just listen to Christine. So here's where I wanted to go with our conversation today. You're all about storytelling for your business. So I wanted you to talk to us about how your transition from a personal blogger to a blogging business owner happened.
You know, people often ask me, they're like, how did you see that this was the path to take? And for me, in part, it was, I don't want to say luck, but like all the pieces were already lined up for me. So I started blogging as a personal blogger in 2000. I was working at a web design agency. I was helping very large companies with their digital strategy. That was in the early days of people were putting their businesses online. Social media wasn't even a thing yet. Mm-hmm. And if you walked out the door and said blog to somebody, they looked at you like you had just grown a second head in front of them. They had no idea what you were talking about. And I was, you know, trying to tell these businesses like, hey, start up a blog, start the conversation. And what's so interesting watching this evolution of the internet over 17 years is 17 years ago, you could be a small company and make yourself look big. And now here we are in an age where we expect huge, huge companies to be very high touch. Like, I took a United flight last year where I upgraded my seat because I wanted to be in front of the wing and so I could take pictures. I was going over the mountains and I wanted to take photos of the mountains. I wanted to be able to see the mountains from the flight. And I got on the plane and I didn't have a window. Like, my row had no window. So I actually posted to Twitter about it. I was like, hey, airline, where's my window? And I completely expected that by the time I hit the ground on the other side, that there would be a response from the airline. And there was.
Mm-hmm.
And we would have never expected that. Even, you know, 15 years ago, no way. So now every large business wants to look like a small business. As a small business owner, we can all totally take advantage of this. So I launched my wedding photography business and I was fully booked the first year. And I didn't realize, and this was that 2007, 2008 timeframe when there was a ton of new people entering the photography market and everything else. And I didn't know that this was unique to me at first until I started talking to other photographers and realizing they were really struggling to book clients. I wasn't, because I had already had this personal blog and people that had followed me as a blogger for 7 years were messaging me and saying, one person said, I just started dating my boyfriend, but if we end up getting married someday, I'm hiring you to photograph my wedding. And she did. Like, she flew me to Bermuda.
She did.
She did. Awesome. I went to Bermuda and photographed their wedding.
Yeah. And so this is what you and I talk about a lot, is how storytelling turns you into a human. And we all want to do business with a human.
We do. We all want to connect with another individual. People don't want to do, we don't want to work with companies. We want to work with individuals. And when we do work with companies, even then it's normally like an individual in that company. I've bought 4 Mini Coopers, but they've all been from the same salesman.
Mm-hmm.
And I always know what I'm getting because I connect with him as a person.
Yeah. So then how does redefining your success tie into storytelling?
Redefining what success looks like for you is, first of all, just so important, because I think a lot of entrepreneurs start out thinking you have to hustle, 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 24/7, don't sleep. You have to be making 6 figures. You know, you have to be doing all of these things. And it's all that should mentality. And when you take that away and you define what success looks like for you, you can be successful working part-time, making $40,000 a year, but getting to be home with your kids. Like, maybe that's your version of success. And shifting that mindset just takes some of the pressure off. And it takes off this sheen of perfectionism so that you can be authentic in your story. Mm-hmm. And that your story can be how important it is to you to be with your kids. How important it is to you that you want to travel 50% of the year and only work 50% of the year. And if that's your story, it doesn't have to look like everyone else's. So redefining what success looks like for you lets you just kind of take that layer off so you can focus on what your true story really is.
Yeah. And obviously, like, for me, sharing my story is the basis of what I'm up to, right? My book, Rewired Life, is all about overcoming chronic pain and disease. So I put it all out there, and so got rid of that perfection sheen, like you said. And so it makes it easy for people to show up and be like, oh, you've drug through the muck and mud. Like, you can get me. I can take that mask off and authentically share with you and be like, I need your help. And you were totally there in the building of it, right? Building that trust as a human who happens to be in business. And that's exactly what we're talking about. So we need to take a quick break here. You're listening to Rewired Life Radio with me, Audrey Michelle. Again, you can learn more about my book, coaching, and find any free meditations at audreymichelle.com. So stay tuned. We are going to continue chatting with best-selling author and the founder of the Life Boss Society, Christine Tremblay. We're going to be right back.
Miss any shows during the week? Don't worry, we've got you covered. With the free Transformation Talk radio app, you'll have access to all of the past week's shows in the palm of your hand. Yes! Tune in to Transformation Talk Radio anywhere you go with our free app for any of your devices. Check out our app in the App Store and Google Play Store today.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Discover the healing medicine from the giant monkey tree frog Cambo. Cambo practitioner Ginny Rutherford and professional psychic Todd Rolson have come together for lively discussions of alternative healing medicines from the Amazon. Ginny and Todd bring you Cambo Talk Radio. Tune in each Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific to hear from guests all over the world with real life stories and the medicinal benefits of Cambo. For more information, visit CamboKiss.com.
Do you want to heal your body and mind? Your body has a lot to tell you if you just learn to listen to your intuition. Audrey Michelle, host of Rewired Life Radio, can help you peel away the layers that are holding you back from living your best life. Tune in to Rewired Life Radio. Learn to love, heal, celebrate on Transformation Talk Radio every Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern. Connect with Audrey at AudreyMichelle.com.
Get ready to experience Truth Talk Radio with host Deb Acker. Tune in to Truth Talk Radio each Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com to illuminate the truth in your daily life as you experience life, love, and abundance from a whole new perspective. This hit show will leave you feeling lighter and bring you into a place of infinite possibilities every day in every way. Visit TruthTalkRadioShow.com for upcoming transformative topics and guests. Tune in to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio to harness your connection with the universe to effect change for optimal success and happiness. Name one of the country's top psychics, Eve now brings her insights and gifts to this weekly hit call-in show, joined by visionaries, leaders, and gifted others, but mostly you. Jot it down, Thursdays, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hey, we are back on Rewired Life Radio with Audrey Michelle. My guest today is Christine Tremblay, who is talking with us about vulnerability and sharing your story to grow your business. Before we continue, Christine, I want you to share with everybody what the best way is to get a hold of you and to learn more about your work.
My website is christinetremblay.com. I realize that's not a very easy one to spell if you're listening to this on the go. So you can also access my website through using thelifeboss.com. And everything that I do is encapsulated there.
Yes, home base, thelifeboss.com. Awesome. Okay, so where we left off was sharing your story and you know, how sharing your story can help you be more human in business. And so now I want to shift into, that's a really vulnerable place, right? So you say on your website something that I love. You say that you tell people to tell their story, and that's the easy part. Overcoming the hurdles along the way is where you come in. So how did this show up for you? How did these hurdles show up for you?
For me, how they show up is what I like to call the BS stories. So they're all the story, you know, we all have a narrative that we tell ourselves of, I can't do this because, or I have to do this way because. One of which is almost everyone, when they're starting out in their business, they think they have to be super polished and really professional. And I can't possibly share this vulnerable personal story because that's not business-like. Mm-hmm. And that's one of those stories that we tell ourselves that isn't really true, especially for those of us in a service-based business. So where you work one-on-one with other people, sharing those vulnerable moments is what makes you human and makes other people connect with you, makes them see how you're similar, how they can relate to you. The human brain is wired for story. Mm-hmm. One of the most fascinating things, there's a PBS special called The Brain, with Dr. David Eagleman, who is a doctor that studies this here in Houston. And in one of the very first episodes, it's like a 6-episode series. One of the first episodes, he talks about how if you give somebody like the beginning and the ending of a story, they will create the narrative for what happens in between on their own automatically. And we're always seeking story. If you think about, like, what do you do in your own downtime? It's always story-based. So tonight, at the end of the day, if I say, okay, I'm going to sit down and I'm going to unwind, I'm probably going to read a magazine, read a book, watch a movie, catch up on Netflix, all of it, like our downtime. Maybe I'll sit with my husband and we'll talk. It's all stories. Mm-hmm. It's what our brain wants. So in your business, either you tell the story or your clients will for you. Mm-hmm. So if you jump on it and you control the narrative and you give them the story, then they know what story to tell. They know what to say to other people about you. They know how to talk about you to their friends that they might recommend you to. It's just so deep in our business, but most of us, we don't focus on it. Like I said before, for me, like I sort of stumbled upon this accidentally because I had a personal blog. And then eventually Facebook. I just posted personal things on Twitter and then eventually Facebook. You know, it's just sharing my personal life. Mm-hmm. But that was how people were connecting with me.
Yeah. And then when you had a business, it was like people show up for you. I mean, we talk about this all the time. Like whatever it is you want to be doing, people show up because they know you. People know you because you're so open and vulnerable and you share yourself. So I want to know, what's one of your biggest obstacles for yourself when you're sharing and telling your stories?
One of my biggest obstacles is that at my core, I want everyone to like me. Which I think is true of all of us. I don't think a lot of people wake up in the morning and go, today I don't care if anybody likes me. But like that desire to want everyone to like me sometimes makes me want to pull back. Like, oh, maybe I shouldn't share that because some people won't like that.
Yeah, it might offend somebody or whatever.
Right.
Yeah.
However, being polarizing is one of the most powerful things we can do. Giving people a way to know whether or not you are the right person for them. And so I've learned this has taken a lot of like mindful practice is learning not to pull back when I really love something. The easiest way to demonstrate this is I really love white and bright and airy websites. So over the years, I keep redesigning my website and trying to make it really light and bright and airy. But the reality is that's actually not my design aesthetic. And that's
for you.
Our design
aesthetic. You love it visually. You love looking at it. But when it comes to like your own personal style.
Right.
That's not you. Yeah.
And our design aesthetic is part of our visual story, right? So I looked around and I realized that if I painted my house that way, if I painted my house so that every room was white and all my furniture was white and everything else, I'm like physically not comfortable in that space. I'm comfortable if I'm like at a spa and it's like that. But in my own house, I want wood and I want warmth. I did actually just repaint the entire house earlier this year, and I went dark with some of the rooms. Like they are actually dark, smoky blue, and those are my favorite rooms in the house. And so now I'm transitioning that to my online presence. Like my web presence should not be white and light and bright and airy. It should actually be rather tactile and dark, rich colors and yeah. all of these things. So that desire to go one way because this is the trend versus going the direction that's really authentic to myself. It's much easier to live an authentic life.
Mm-hmm. And you'll get people that'll show up and be like, oh, thank God you don't have that white, airy website. Like, vomit. Can I not look at that again? You know? And I say that because mine is pretty white.
Yours is, but, and like I said, I love it on other people's websites. But just giving people that visual cue, this is who I am. I'm very much travel is a huge thing for me. So having hints of nature throughout everything, like just thinking of all of the different ways that I can infuse my story mm-hmm. and what matters to me into yeah. everything that I do.
And then it becomes your personal brand.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I always
headed next.
Right. Like I want my personal brand to feel like I could pick it up and put it on and wear it and walk around comfortably.
Mm-hmm. I laugh because my website and my business, like all of my stuff is white and gray and blue and a little bit of pink. And my new house is white and gray and blue and a little bit of pink. Even from the front door, like my flowers are pink, my chairs are blue. So, you know, that's showing up authentically and getting over for your little your BS story that you tell yourself is that everybody has to like me. So for you to get over that, right, and now show up authentically in your website, which, you know, I think you show up authentically all the time for me anyway, because it's always Christine, like everything is very Christine. I love it. So we are going to have to take another break. I can't believe this is going so fast. Again, I'm Audrey Michelle. You're listening to Rewired Life Radio. And if you go to audreymichelle.com, there is more information about my book, coaching, and free content. And of course, you can always find topics for the upcoming Rewired Life Radio shows. When we come back, Christine and I are going to continue to talk about busting through vulnerability and showing up as your authentic self and how that can help you grow your business. Okay, stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Are you ready to thread your life with intuition? Intuit Apparel can help you do just that. This is not just about a piece of clothing. This is about a movement, an awakening, and staying centered in life, your life. Intuitive and host of the radio show Get Into It, Lynn Brown, was given this image with the intention of a clothing line designed to represent the essence of life itself. Visit intuitapparel.com now and wear your intuition with pride.
Do you want to heal your body and mind? Your body has a lot to tell you if you just learn to listen to your intuition. Audrey Michelle, host of Rewired Life Radio, can help you peel away the layers that are holding you back from living your best life. Tune in to Rewired Life Radio. Learn to love, heal, celebrate on Transformation Talk Radio every Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern. Connect with Audrey at audreymichelle.com.
Be you plus live your purpose equals joy. That's the motto of Unstuck Joy with Vicki Todd. Vicki believes you were born with gifts that are meant to make the world brighter. Each show will feature an art visioning journal prompt to help you create your way to soul clarity. If you're ready to get unstuck and create more joy, this show is for you. Tune in every month on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit VickiWorldArt.com.
The Earth is an ever-changing being. Goddess Light, shamanic healer, Bree Gibbs guides us through the ascending worlds, bringing forth knowledge and truth. As a light creator, she is here to provide new information needed at this time in our evolution. Join Bree as she shares messages from guides, spirits, ascended masters, goddesses, and others. Tune in the second and fourth Monday, 11 a.m. Pacific, and Thursdays, 1 p.m. Pacific, for Silver Gaia Radio.
Are you traveling most of your day? Do you want to take Transformation Talk Radio with you anywhere you go? Well, guess what? There's an app for that. Just go to the App Store on your Apple device or the Google Play Store on your Android and search Transformation Talk Radio. Catch all of our live shows no matter where you are. Thanks for listening.
Is traditional medicine not working for you? Do you still feel as if your health isn't 100%? Here at the Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Nushin Darvish and the qualified staff look through the dimensions of wellness and start a healing plan prioritized to your needs. Our physicians assess the whole you until complete health is achieved. Get the help you need by visiting drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Welcome back here to Rewired Life Radio, where we learn to love, heal, and celebrate. Of course, I'm your host, Audrey Michelle, and today we are talking about how to love, heal, and celebrate within your business. So my guest is Christine Tremblay, who is the best-selling author of the book Blogging Brilliantly for Your Business and the founder of the Business Brilliantly community and beta course, which she's going to tell us some more about. And we are talking about empowering women to heal and how sharing your story and showing up authentically, being vulnerable, can actually help you grow your business. So again, if you want to learn more about Christine, you can go to her website, thelifeboss.com. So we are going to take this idea of personal brands and how personal brands have become more of a mainstream item over the last few years. And I think it's really about building trust, like Christine was saying, and doing business with a person and knowing that person. So I want to spend this segment talking about some of the hurdles you are seeing when helping your clients and helping them share their stories. And one of the things I'm most passionate about with this show is sharing a variety of stories to help our listeners see different perspectives. And so they feel like they're not the only one. So again, I think we're going to talk about your little Christine stories and the obstacles that you have overcome, and then we'll shift into your clients.
So you had asked me, you know, like, how do I deal with when these stories come up for myself? And that has been, it's been such a huge shift in my own business that came from working with you and doing one-on-one sessions with you, where at one point in time you asked me, who was it, like, where in my past did this come from? And we started talking about what we reference as little Christine. And I realized that in my own past, when I was in second grade, we moved from one town to another, and we moved a little bit in, like, a week or two into the school year and everything else. And so I was, like, I was the outcast from second grade to eighth grade in the school, and really bullied and everything else. And so I realized, like, how much goes back to that time in second grade when all of that sort of began. Mm-hmm. And so now whenever I run into these situations where I'm like, oh, maybe I should pull back, maybe I shouldn't be so polarizing, I'm like, okay, hold on a minute. Am I really thinking logically, or is it the second grade version of me in my cute little plaid Catholic school girl jumper?
I can see it now.
I see her with, like, knee highs and pigtails and, you know, like the pinafore style jumper. Like, is it that part of me that is saying, no, no, don't do that.
Mm-hmm. That's scary.
That's scary.
Protect yourself.
Like you. Protect yourself. And so it's really helped me sort of step back from things and question, like, where, who is in the situation right now? Is it adult, mature Christine who's realistically trying to stop myself because sometimes my ideas are a bit out there? Or is it little scared Christine who maybe in this moment just needs a hug and needs to be loved on a little bit, and then I can move forward.
Yeah, then you can step into your power. Right. Give little Christine a hug.
Christine a hug.
Step into my power.
And just last week, I was at a conference where, because being an entrepreneur doesn't mean that you suddenly are no longer a human. Funny how that works.
Superhuman.
I was at a conference where somebody, I went to talk to someone, and they literally turned away from me and walked away. And my immediate reaction was, oh my goodness, they don't like me. They'll never be my friend. Like all these really not necessarily logical things running through my head. Mm-hmm. I will full on admit it here to everyone listening. Like I walked over to fill a cup of water and I started crying while I was pouring water in my cup. And then I like quickly like kind of wiped it away and then walked away. But I realized that it was little Christine who was hurt in that moment. And once I was able to like view it that way, I was also then able to say, I don't know what was going on for this person. It was a really like intense conference. Maybe they just needed some time alone. Mm-hmm. Maybe they didn't see me there, but like to just be able to sort out those things.
Yeah. And reframe it.
Reframe it. And so often we can't reframe things.
Yeah. Cause you're stuck in that fear of little Christine or little Audrey or little whoever that doesn't understand yet.
Right.
So just going to give her a hug. You're okay. Come back to my adult self and be like, maybe little other person is having her problem. You know what I mean? You never know. So that was, I loved that story when you came back and told me that. I was just like, that's exactly the overcoming that we're talking about, right?
And
because you could have dealt with it a different way. You could have been like, oh my gosh, what am I doing here? It could have spiraled in the other direction of like, oh my gosh, what am I doing here? And this isn't the conference for me. These aren't my people. Like it could have really gone in the other direction.
Right. And so often we don't know the narrative that's happening for other people. Mm-hmm. And I see this a lot because the other vulnerability in business, so the vulnerability of sharing your story, which is scary in and of itself.
Yeah.
You know, because you are putting yourself out there and other people might disagree with you. But the other thing that's very scary, and especially for women, I think is pricing ourselves to be profitable. It's especially in a creative space where maybe you are providing a service to people. You're something like as when we worked as photographers, it's hard to put a price on what makes you special. Mm-hmm. And it's really easy to question it. So I was actually going back and forth with somebody that's a web designer, and she was saying what a struggle it was to get clients. And then as we started talking, she started revealing to me some of the people that she's worked with in the past. And, you know, I worked with this person. High profile people. And I had known her for a year at that point in time. And I was like, wait a minute. Like, how did I never, ever know this about you? But for her, she did not want to seem like she was bragging. Mm-hmm. And again, this is, you know,
that's her obstacle.
Well, and it's the obstacle for so many of us because this is mm-hmm. what we're taught as women. Don't brag. You know, bragging is bad.
Or even talking about yourself.
Talking about yourself is bad. You know, all of these things are bad. And what I frequently find myself saying to people is, if I told you that in order for you to get a paycheck from your company, so you own a business, in order to get a paycheck from this business, you have to tell 10 people about the business. So if you worked for a major corporation and I said, go tell 10 people about the business so that you get a paycheck, easy, not a problem, because it's not personal. You know, it's not you that you're talking about. It's the company that you work for. Mm-hmm. But if I turn it and say, okay, you have to talk about yourself to 10 people, it becomes terrifying. Mm-hmm. But you have to. You have to sell your business. And in a way, it can feel like you are creating two separate personalities sometimes, even as a personal brand, just to like separate this and talk about yourself as a brand versus talking about yourself as a less than humble person. So we all face this inner critic and that imposter syndrome, you know, who am I to think I am so special? Mm-hmm. And one day I was sitting with a client and we were talking about it. And I told her, I was like, she was telling me how she needed to do X, Y, and Z before she could put her business out there. And I was like, no, you are enough. Like right now, right here, as you are enough. Like right now. And I just kept saying it over and over. And she was like, I need that as a poster over my desk. And I was like, you know, I need it as a tattoo on my arm where I see it every day.
Uh-huh.
And the next day I said, I need a tattoo that says you are enough. And
then you got it.
And then, yeah, it took me about 10 months to make sure this is really something I wanted inked on my own body. But it is, because it's such a huge thing that we all struggle with, and we create roadblocks in our own business that are all tied around that, and in our life too, but especially in our businesses where we think we're not experienced enough yet. We're not the expert enough.
Yeah. So this totally ties in with your why. Like, why are you doing what you're doing? And it's because you don't want others to feel silenced and you want to help other people be heard. And so this you are enough to be heard just the way you are is exactly how you help people. And I love that we help people in this overcoming obstacles. And of course, you do it in business. I do it energetically and emotionally, but it always feels so good to connect the dots on what's holding you back. So again, we have to take a break, but will you give your contact information real quick for our listeners?
As I mentioned before, the easiest way to get to my website is thelifeboss.com.
And you're definitely going to want to check that out. It is like home base for what Christine is up to. So this is Audrey Michelle, and you're listening to Rewired Life Radio. We got to go to break, and we will be right back.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Do you want to heal your body and mind? Your body has a lot to tell you if you just learn to listen to your intuition. Audrey Michelle, host of Rewired Life Radio, can help you peel away the layers that are holding you back from living your best life. Tune in to Rewired Life Radio. Learn to love, heal, celebrate on Transformation Talk Radio every Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern. Connect with Audrey at audreymichelle.com.
What is a brilliant culture, and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Hi, this is Ted Winslow, founder of SoundSync Tech, the next generation of sound healing frequency technologies. I'm excited to join Dr. Bree Gibbs, host of the Silver Gaia Radio Show on Transformation Talk Radio. And as a show of appreciation to all the listeners, I'm offering 20% off my sound healing music. Please go to tedwinslow.com and use the coupon code SILVERGAIA. Looking forward to connecting with you soon.
Tune in to the Psychic Professor's Show, The Voices of Spirit Radio, with international medium and spirit artist Dr. Susan Barnes on Transformation Talk Radio. Featuring a variety of spiritual topics such as psychic art, spiritualism, EVP, psychic development, and mediumship. This hit call-in show provides listeners with breakthrough wisdom to enliven and enlighten their lives. Visit spiritartgallery.net for show days and times.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
Hi there, we are back on Rewired Life Radio, where we learn to love, heal, and celebrate. I'm your host, Audrey Michelle, and today I have Christine Tremolet here talking to us about being vulnerable, sharing your story, and growing your business. So before we went to break, Christine and I were chatting about what sort of obstacles tend to be in her clients' way. And I think it's so huge. Like, it really does come down to understanding you are enough just the way that you are right now. And so, Christine, I want to thank you so much for sharing your experience. I can't believe we've arrived at the last segment already. It was fast.
It was.
So I have to ask you this question because I ask everybody this question that comes on my show because I think it's important. And again, I love the variety of answer. So what is it that you do to show up in your life with intention?
So I've been listening to your show, of course, and
of course, and
thinking about that because I feel like in a lot of ways, the past year of my life has been a lot of upheaval from some just my own health crises among my family members, remodeling a house. Like everything has just been upheaval. So I've actually lost my living with intention. I shouldn't say lost, but maybe gone off the path of it a bit. Mm-hmm. Because it's hard. And we had 6 months of people doing construction on our house. And I live in a very small bungalow. So having people here just was so disruptive.
Yeah.
So what I've been working on starting in the month of June is just, first of all, getting back into having a morning and end of day routine. I get up in the morning and then what do I do next? You know, it's no longer letting contractors in the front door. So what do I want it to look like? Because I think it's, you know, this is part of that redefined success for yourself. You get to decide what that looks like for you.
Mm-hmm.
So getting into that. And then, I've been working on bullet journaling. So mm-hmm. keeping,
like if you follow Christine BPC on Instagram, you are going to get some good bullet journaling.
And just, you know, setting up my day. Like what are the three things I need to do today to move my business forward? Mm-hmm. But one of the things I decided to add to that, you know, a lot of people gratitude journal, and I think there's a lot of great things about gratitude journaling, like practicing this mindfulness of what you're thankful for in your life. But what I have decided to do instead of gratitude journaling is actually keeping track in my journal, my bullet journal, my planner, basically, adding a line that says, you are enough. And then noting the thing that I did that day, or a thing, just choosing something out of the day where I was enough. And it's really important to differentiate. Because when I told people I was going to do this tattoo, I had somebody say, oh, it should be you are more than enough. And I'm like, no, because more than means that someone or something was less than. Mm-hmm. Like, you can't be a more without a less. And, you know, some days my you are enoughness is I got out of bed and got dressed. Yeah. You know, it may not be huge some days. I deal with, I have heart disease, so I deal with a chronic illness that causes a lot of fatigue. Some days my milestones we're celebrating may not look big to anyone else, but I just want to celebrate where how I was enough. And I find when people gratitude journal, a lot of times it's about external things that they're grateful for that came to them. And I want this to be about celebrating the thing, my own accomplishments, which I don't think we do enough of.
Yeah.
So,
so that's yeah, gratitude. I always love, what is it? The month of November, it tends to be, you know, 30 days of thankfulness before Thanksgiving.
Right.
And, and it's always, you know, I'm thankful for my family, my kids, my parents, my husband, my, and that's all great. Like, yes, thankful, grateful for all of that. What I'm interested in is the next level. And then what? And then what? When after all of the external things, like you're saying, are gone, then what?
Right.
And so I like that you labeled it the You Are Enough journal and celebrate those little things. Because like you, when I was going through my healing journey, it was literally my tea is hot. So that was really great today.
It was, yeah, like
I woke up,
you know, and that's, we don't ever, because we are so conditioned as a culture to not say like, I'm thankful for, I had a great hair day today. You know, I love the
some days that's a feat. I'm looking at my hair today like, what happened? Anyway.
You know, I looked really, I'm wearing a really cute polka dot dress right now. None of you guys can see it, but it makes me feel good, you know? So I am enough because I look rockin' in my polka dot dress.
Yeah, I love it.
You know, it could be something business-wise. I think for entrepreneurs, life and business,
very blurry lines.
Are very, very, there's a lot of, you know, overlap between the two. So maybe it is. Today, I wrote a blog post. I am enough. You know, and I've actually set up the You Are Enough project as a Facebook page. So people can look it up on Facebook if they want to, you know, follow the page. I'm literally just starting it this week because this is just, you know, the more I thought about it, the more I was like, this is something I want to celebrate every day. And I want to create a space for other people to celebrate it as
yeah.
well.
And have a safe place to be like, yay. And to get your brag on, right? Yay. My book went to the bestseller today. What? You know, and not feel bad about it.
Right. Because so often, you know, we just think we have to be humble about it, but it's a big deal.
Yeah. You know? And so you have one other thing that you have in beta too, that we haven't really talked about.
So I am launching over the next week or so a initial sort of soft launch beta version of, I taught a course before called Business Brilliantly.
Which is brilliant.
and it is about like finding that story and getting clear on what it is and what it looks like for your business and having a community to cheer you on as you do it. I found to be, you know, that support is so helpful for people. Mm-hmm. it's fascinating to watch because people always go, this is the scariest, most personal, most vulnerable post I've ever written on my website. I'm terrified. And by the end of the day, they come back and they go, I have never had so much engagement and so much interaction.
Exactly.
From people. So I'm launching that. There will be, you know, for people that are listening to this later in 2017 or beyond, there will be a much larger launch for it later in the year. So if it's currently closed, get on the wait list. But you can access that through my main website, which is at christinetremolet.com or thelifeboss.com. Both take you to the same place.
Awesome.
And you can get more information on what is involved in joining that. It's a course and a community. So there's a course to work through, but a community beyond that
to support
well.
You.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, my goodness, dear, it is time to wrap up. Can you believe it's been an hour? So fun. So I want to thank my guest, Christine Tremolet, today for sharing her story with us. And of course, thank all of you for tuning into Rewired Life Radio. You can join me every Wednesday at noon Pacific by going to rewiredliferadio.com. Next week on the show, I will have Lisa Barnett of the Akashic Knowing, and she is going to share about how using and accessing your Akashic records to shift from questioning to knowing. It's going to be amazing. So again, have a great week and tune in on Wednesday for more Rewired Life Radio.
You've been listening to Rewired Life Radio. Learn to love, heal, celebrate with author, speaker, and spiritual growth coach, Audrey Michelle. You can listen live each Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Download the podcast and connect with Audrey at AudreyMichelle.com. That's Audrey Michelle, spelled M-I-C-H-E-L.com.